We haven't come up with a name for this yet, but we're, you know, the basic premise of it is married men can come out, call in, and say exactly what they want.
Yes.
The thing that they've been biting their tongue on.
Right, unless the wife's right there.
Well, you know, just make sure she's not sitting next to you, because the whole point is to be able to call in. So for 13 years, I bit my lip on this stupid towel hanging over the sink.
The lapine.
Yeah. And then here, I could talk about it, but at home, it's like a whole nother deal.
Right.
It becomes a back and forth where I lose.
Exactly right.
Here, I can say whatever I want.
Now I can say what I want here at my castle.
So what do you say? It's a married man free speech zone or something. I don't know. We don't have a name.
Right.
But we know we need a place where we can talk.
Okay, don't tell her, but.
Yes. And this is that place. This is that safe zone.
Yes.
Diana Weathersfield.
Good morning, Dolly. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Morning.
Okay. Good morning, AJ and everybody. I think it should be called Confessions of Married Men.
Yeah. That sounds like we're looking for cheaters.
Yeah, something I'm looking for. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I thought of that one. Something about, you know, but no.
Yeah. Our Lifetime movie, yeah.
All right, so just, if you're just joining us. We want to do a bit where guys can come and bitch about the little things.
Right.
Like the towel hanging on the sink. Like, I hate it.
Right.
And I've kept my mouth shut for 13 years.
Yes.
Right. So there's AJ, the garbage can.
Right, right. Just keep on pushing more things. And more. Like, I can't get the damn thing out now.
Right. Now, you won't tell her about this because it just turns into something bigger.
You're
like, I'm just going to deal with it, but it's a pain in the ass.
Yeah, you think she'd leave already.
All right, Diana, thank you.
I love you.
Love you.
Love you more.
Bye.
Just, you're not allowed here.
Right, but thank you.
Men only.
Right. Come back in a half hour.
Married men only.
Men.
If you've been living with the same woman for a long time or a person, that counts.
Yeah.
877-764-2535. It's bitches.
Yes.
We're bitching. It's
bitching about bitches?
I was wondering where you're going with the bitches.
Right. Bitching about bitches.
Is my mic on?
Right.
Okay.
That could change in a moment.
Right.
Depends what happens next.
Yes.
Mitch.
Mitch is going to bitch?
We got a bitch from Mitch.
How rich?
Hey.
Hey.
How you doing?
Good, thanks.
So I just wanted to say, as it's getting nice out and, you know, it's warming up a little bit, and you want to open up the windows and air out the house, open up the doors, that's absolutely fine. I love that. But please turn the heat off before you do it.
Oh, yeah.
Yes! Ooh. That's all my money being sucked out, damn it.
Right.
I work real hard for that money.
Right. Now.
Right.
That's right.
I'm sorry, AJ was screaming over you. What did you say there?
Sorry.
No, especially with the price of oil right now, or you know, then you go to bed. Now the house is cold and fresh air. That's great. But we turn the heat back on. We turn the heat back up. You know?
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
Totally get it.
Thermostat goes down before the windows go up.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. Yep. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
Right.
I love it.
Right.
No, I love the windows open.
Yes.
But let's turn the friggin' heat off.
And raise my turkey leg in triumph.
Yeah, that's a good one.
It's true, though.
Just the temperature of the house itself is a whole friggin' thing.
That's a battle.
Absolutely. Mm.
It's too cold in here. It's too hot in here. It's too cold in here. It's too hot in here. Go outside. Lock the door. What?
Brian.
No, it's the brain. Morning.
Oh, hey, brain.
Hey, brain.
There you are.
Yes.
Yeah, my wife takes my phone charger all the time where I plug my phone in and it disappears. So first thing in the morning, I can't charge my phone because I don't know where the charger is.
I charge mine overnight. You don't charge yours overnight?
She knows where you're calling us. Why?
Yeah, well, when I get up in the morning, I know exactly how much I need to charge it. I get an hour and a half, I'm good. You know, but it's like...
You have an hour and a half from the time you wake up to before you leave the house?
Usually it's more than that, but
really?
An hour and a half.
Yeah,
but
the hell wakes up that...
What do you put makeup on? What?
I get up at 4 o'clock in the morning. I be for work between 6 and 6:30, but I do other things in the morning to take care of other things, because don't forget, we foster two kids, too.
Oh, gotcha.
How old are the kids?
20.
They just turned 7.
Oh.
Twin girls.
Really?
Oh, my God.
Wow. Yeah.
Okay, all right.
I had no idea.
You got daddy stuff you got to do.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, all right, so she takes your phone charger?
What's that?
She takes your phone charger.
Yeah, to charge other items. For
Why doesn't she buy?
Like what?
Oh my God!
She has his model rocket.
Can a guy have?
Got a few of them, but I can't
it. It looks like a missile.
Else.
It's a battery powered missile that she needs charged.
Is this one of the kids' toys? No, it's mine.
It says rabbit.
What does that do? It's like a rocket ship.
It makes a funny sound.
It's definitely a liftoff. Yeah.
It kind of tickles when I hold it.
All right, guys. Enjoy the day today.
He's like, I'm out of here.
All right.
Yep.
Can a guy have anything? He can't even have a phone charger.
Right. Buy your own charger. Here you go.
Right. Yeah. Buy your own charger.
Right.
No, I'd go on Amazon and I would just buy like a 10-pack and just leave it on the to be like, nice. Okay, we have forever a number of chargers.
Right.
You don't need to steal mine.
Right.
But yeah. She'd still steal it. You know, you'd buy 10 more. And
at
she'd
seven, you got to teach these girls, this is yours. And if you lose it, you're done.
Right. Take good care of it.
They're seven.
There won't be another one.
Back in the day, you'd be working on the field at seven.
Yep, exactly.
You wouldn't be, you want to go collect glass? No.
No.
Get to work.
Right. No, you'd be making shoes in a factory somewhere.
That's right.
For pennies. Put those soles on.
I could do this all day.
This is great.
I'm in my happy place.
Very
right
liberating,
now.
Isn't it?
James and Shelton. We're bitching about our wives.
Right. Is she right next to you?
And partners.
Is she right next to you?
Jamie.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hey, Wiz.
Hey, this is Jamie from Naugatuck.
I know.
Thank you, Jamie.
What's going on, guys? So, married 17 years.
Congrats.
Didn't have a new car back when we were younger, so no reverse camera. My wife never reversed into a spot in her life. Now, she got a new car a few years ago, and if I pull into a parking spot without reversing, she gets all annoyed and wants me to reverse into it.
Oh.
Why?
You just try to reverse somebody else.
I hate people that reverse like back into parking spots. We're not impressed. Just pull your car in. We got places to be. Like
I always back into spaces.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I just pull in head first because it takes 2 seconds.
The entirety of my marriage, I've listened to you to get through in the morning.
No, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, we try to help.
Thank you.
Yes.
And What are you going to do about this?
Have her stand at the end of space and back into it.
What I love to do is when I'm really annoyed with her and we're in the car, I just pull into a spot and get out.
Nice.
I don't care if she's mad or not.
Right.
It's okay. I cracked the windows for her. She's
what
good.
Is she like? This? She's like the parking police.
Right.
Like, yeah, the parking Nazi.
You park the way you want. I right. park the way I want.
Exactly.
Get over. You right. don't run me. I'm a human.
I want to back out.
I have
of space.
Human rights.
Right.
I can park any way I want.
I will park sideways if I have to.
I mean, get out in the aisle and make her park.
Right.
Oh, my God. She gets a camera, and now she's the perfect parker.
Right, right.
I'm the parking police.
Oh, look at me. I have a camera.
Mm. Yeah. I like your strategy better.
Yeah. Yeah, just walk away.
Just pull in.
Right.
Walk away.
Yeah, lock her in the car.
Yeah. Thank you, Jamie.
Yep.
Have a good one, guys.
All right, you too.
He's dead.
What's that?
This one?
Irene.
Good morning, boys. Rise and shine.
You heard. No women allowed. What are you doing here?
Right.
Okay. I feel sorry for those guys who's complaining and bitching about their wife. I don't want to go home tonight because they are just digging their own grave and they're going to sleep in the doghouse.
No. This right. is the safe place.
Yeah.
We get to say what we've...
Right.
What we don't
yes,
respectfully
yes,
say
yes.
at home. We don't want to start fights.
But you got to get out of your chest, yeah.
So you're saying we can't even have this place.
Right, yeah.
You're saying we can't even have a place where we could call and just say how we feel. We can't feel anything.
We're being squelched.
You could say anything you want.
Okay.
But has consequences. Okay?
Why?
Like,
yeah. Why? Why does it have to have consequences?
Women have their little clubs.
Why can't we have a place?
Yes.
You women do it all the time.
Right.
Anytime men aren't around, you know what you say about us.
Course.
We can't have that place.
Yeah.
Sorry, this is the size it comes in.
The girls doesn't complain about their husband. We're talking about other things, okay? Not about what they're doing.
Now you lie.
Oh, your nose is grown, Pinocchio.
Now you lie.
Listen, I am a widow, so I could do anything I want to, okay? So, but I could say anything I want to either.
How'd you kill him?
No, I didn't, He took his life.
Oh, sorry.
Well.
It's supposed to be a joke.
No, that's okay. You know, life goes on. But I just feel sorry for those guys because it's going to have consequences probably if they're right listening, okay? They could say anything, I'm telling you.
Gotcha.
love you all.
Love you too.
Go away. No women allowed.
How's Moose and Squirrel?
Get out of here.
Little Fraulein.
Let's get Moose and Squirrel.
See what happens? See what happens?
Yep.
We try to have a little bit of real estate to ourselves.
Right.
Where it's just like, all right, no women allowed.
Right.
Guys can bitch safely.
Just one little space.
Didn't even get 15 minutes in.
Yeah.
They've been caught. They just keep calling.
Right.
Like, no, you can't have it. They can't have it. No.
They won't shut up.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
Wow.
Well, squelched again.
I know. Really?
Squelched again.
This is why men die years before women.
Right, because they want to.
Yes. But they suppress.
Right.
They have no place to just vent and get it out. They have to walk around just like, happy wife, happy wife.
That's why we do all those crazy things, hoping it'll look like an accident.
I don't know why he was skydiving at 83.
Roller skates on the stairs? It's
piece of cake.
John.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Hey, how
morning
you doing?
To you.
All right, I got two. The first one every man faces. Why do you leave the toilet seat up? And I got the cure for it. Back when I was on the graveyard shift, I came home one day. My kids wanted a kitten, so we got one. I said, the kitten was in the toilet and almost drowned.
There you go.
So we got to put the toilet seat down.
Right.
I mean, if I got to put it up and down each time, so do they. We open the toilet. We close the toilet.
We all open the toilet together. Yeah.
This is one that I just gave up on.
Oh.
Many, 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 many years ago.
See, I like
way
it.
Before I get, you know,
I like
met
it down.
Jennifer.
I know what goes on there. I want that chasm sealed.
You want it contained.
I want it sealed, yeah.
Knock her down, Charlie.
Yes.
Yeah. I do believe that everyone who approaches a toilet should set it for what they want to do.
Right.
So it's not up to the person, I'm going to leave it ready for you, Your Highness.
Yes.
I do believe you should just go there and set it the way you want, and then leave it, and the next person will set it the way they want.
Right, right.
However, I'm married, so if I don't put the heat down when I leave.
Yeah.
You know, I do it because I just, it's a courtesy, and is it a big deal? No, and it's just like a war. I don't want to fight anymore.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, you won this territory.
Right.
Just start putting both seats down and see what happens.
Mm.
Gotcha. Yeah, put the seat and the lid down. Like I said,
I don't use the lid.
Yeah.
We don't use the lid.
Yeah, I don't want to see
it. The only time the lid in my house is used is if the toilet's plugged up and there's some
residue.
Bad stuff in there.
Right.
A couple of floaters.
That top will be down. That's a sign for me.
Right.
To handle it.
Right. Yeah. That's like a hazard flash.
Right.
Right.
Don't go in there. It's awfully nasty. Look at all the lines. We need this bit.
We need this bit.
Yeah,
man. Crying out for it.
Yes.
Crying.
And we don't have enough time to get to all of them, but man, this is a.
We're on just, something.
There's so many men walking around biting their lips.
Right.
Just can't look at Ruth over here. Like,
she's biting her lip.
Yeah, yeah. She's trying to.
Oh, I'm sure Matt's got all kinds of stuff. Oh.
Oh, I cured that back in the 90s.
What? What?
What'd you do?
The toilet seat.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, yeah.
He just goes outside.
Anyway, the second one is that all of a sudden she'll ask somebody, do you need help with that? And then it'll be, John, give them a hand. Wait a minute.
She volunteers you.
I can volunteer myself.
Right. If you're using a bomb, John, give him a hand.
All right, John, thank you. All right, we're out of time.
Oh,
it's so unfortunate. Look at the lines going now.
Oh, my God, those poor guys.
It's a service needs to happen.
Yes,
badly. We're going to provide it.